Thank you, Carol. Thank you. Praise God. Please turn with me to Matthew 24. Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 through 8. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you that you have brought the intercessors in. Thank you that your Spirit comes and you are our teacher, our guide. I thank you that your presence is here. We ask that you open up your word to us, that we might see and receive all that you have for us. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy, and your truth. In your precious name, amen. Matthew 24, verse 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. For there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you. Now, the Lord woke me up very early this morning, and I heard the sound of the alarm. And when he woke me up with the sound of alarm, I thought it was my alarm clock, and I laid there in prayer. And as I prayed for a while, I noticed that the sun was not rising, so I looked at my phone and saw that it was 2 o'clock in the morning. And usually when he does this, it's because he has something important to convey. And so he needed to get me up extra early where there'd be no distractions. And so as I got up and began to go and sit before him some more, because he was speaking to my spirit man. Now, as I read through this just now, you know, I remember when I was younger, you know, I wouldn't even touch the book of Revelation. Like, I didn't want to even read it, you know, like if you just deny that it's there, it's just not going to happen, right? And when you got to some chapters in the Gospels, you certainly might click in your boots and begin to feel fearful. But there's a beauty in these passages because it gives us hope for today. It gives us truth for today. And this is something that we need to hold on to, the truth in his word. Right now, what we see taking place in our nation, first let me share something with you, and then I'll come back to this. A couple days ago, the Lord was speaking to me and bringing back to me the vision that I had last year. It was in September, and I shared that on the line, and we prayed about this, and I think we spent 3 weeks praying about this, and it was the soul of the nation. And I'm going to read the part of that to you so that you can have it fresh in your mind. And then I'll come back to So, forgive me, I had it pulled out. There it is. Sorry about that. All right, so this one was entitled The Operating Table. And I saw the nation on the operating table before the Lord, and it had been, there was massive trauma. Now, you know, this is last year, and the Lord had already spoken to us that 2020 would begin a season of shaking. And we had had, obviously, COVID came through. The economy was being hit. Black Lives Matter and Antifa rose up. And, you know, there was an asteroid that almost hit the Earth. I don't know if you're aware of that. Quite large. It missed us, kind of by the skin of our teeth. And, you know, there's a whole group of people saying, really, come on. You can't even do this because it seems like we're in the apocalypse with what's going on. And our youth have taken that mindset as though we're in the apocalypse. And it may feel like we are in a very devastating time. But so it's during the season that the Lord gave me this vision. And this week he gave me an update that I believe will encourage your heart. And I want to speak into that a little bit because I think if we can learn the lessons that God is trying to teach us in this hour, we are going to come out of this season much better believers, individuals. Our character will have been developed as it should be in times of trials. And our dependence upon the Lord will have increased by leaps and bounds. I don't know about you, but my dependence on the Lord, at times it feels, you know, when you're fighting for your life, it's one thing, but when you are fighting for the lives of those you love, those around you, your dependence on God becomes, it's as though it's your very breath. You're fighting for your breath, for your air. It's a different fight. And the dependence to partner with God, to partner with the Spirit, increases by leaps and bounds. And that's something he is wanting to teach us in this hour. And I pray that you are learning that. So it was during the season that he gave me this vision of the operating table. So I saw the nation. It had gone through massive trauma, as I just shared. And it was on this operating table, and I saw our Lord. I saw his back, and he had the nation on the operating table. The head had experienced great trauma. The heart was filled with bitterness and unforgiveness. The stomach had consumed toxic waste, compromising the soul. The womb had been deeply scarred by abortion. The knees had bowed to false gods, and the feet, because of all of these things, had walked us into deception. I watched as our Lord operated on the nation. As he did, I saw the wounds lifted off the body and healed by him. And I remember looking at this body and thinking it was a monumental task, the trauma that it had experienced. But God, the Lord knows our thoughts. And he replied, as the rising of the sun draws the dew from the soil, I'm drawing the trauma up and out of the soul of this nation. This week, the Lord updated me on the status of our nation. I saw him before the nation, or rather the nation before our Lord. And as it lay on this operating table. You see, the first time I saw it, the nation was so badly traumatized. I honestly didn't know how it would survive. That's how badly traumatized that body was. But 2 days ago, the Lord showed me the progress. When you undergo surgery, especially when there's massive trauma, they put you in a very deep sleep. And if there's doctors on this line or anesthesiologists on this line or nurses on this line and I butcher this procedure, I'm just going to ask you to give me grace and forgive me. I'm going to go through my own experience with surgery and what they told me when I was prepared, being prepared for surgery. So they bring you in and put you in a very sterile environment, of course. And they prepare you. We are going to intubate you because we're going to put you in such a deep sleep so that you don't feel the cut of the blade. We're going to need to put you in such a deep sleep that when we open you up and we begin to pull out the toxic organ from your body, you don't awaken in the midst of it and experience further trauma. So we will sedate you to a certain level and then we'll intubate you. And then we will take you into a sleep that is so deep, were it not for the ventilator, then you would die, because your body will not be able to live on its own at that point. You wouldn't be able to breathe on your own. But this is so you don't wake up during the procedure. So we've got you fully monitored. All these machines tell us how you're doing. And we've got this. You know, and surgeons are very, very confident in their skills. Anesthesiologists are very confident. So the Lord brought all that back to me today as I pondered this message and as I sat before him in the very wee hours of the morning. And I saw the nation on the table. And the nation, which was very bloodied and battered the last time in September that I saw her, had life. There was life coming from the nation. The trauma that the nation had been through was healing up. The Lord, in his magnificent way, was lifting the wounds from the soul of the nation. Until I actually saw light begin to emanate from the body that was on the table. It was almost a translucent light. Life was coming back to this nation. Now we can look and see what's happening today and say, are you sure you saw what you think you saw? And I can tell you without hesitation, yes. Prophetic advancement is about looking to what God is doing and how God sees things and bringing that into our thought life, our prayer life, applying it so that we are hoping and standing on the promises of God, not man. That's the purpose of this season that we're in. These Friday night messages, that's the purpose. When God speaks to his prophets, when God speaks to mom, God speaks to me, he speaks to other prophets. He is bringing forth revelation that we can cling to, not just hope in, cross our fingers, but that we can cling to as we pray with faith and confidence, knowing that this is coming. Without a doubt, it's coming. We pray His will into the earth. That's our responsibility as intercessors. That's the call and the commission of the intercessor. So, yes, I saw what the Lord was showing me about our nation. Now, it may take some time before we see that with our natural eyes, but our spirit man must engage with the Spirit of the Lord and what He's doing. Why did I read Matthew 24? Because that's, you know, not the most uplifting. Because right now, we are in a season where there's rumors of wars taking place over in the Middle East, right? Right now, we're in a season where there's pestilence in every land. Right now, there's a season where there is famine in certain countries. And they're trying to bring about a famine in America. Right now, we're facing the very things that the Lord spoke to Moses, that the Lord spoke to Solomon. If there is pestilence, if there's famine, if there's a drought, if there's war, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, if they will seek my face, if they will turn from their wicked ways, I will do what? I will hear from heaven and heal their land. So that's what we do. We obey the word of the Lord. We see what's in front of us, and we look to what God's plans are, and we pray. We repent, and we fight for God's vision for America and the nations of the earth, not man's vision. Right now, they are trying to bring a great divide in our country. This morning when I was in prayer, I saw the enemy take our nation in his hands and begin to bend it. And I knew he was trying to split it in half. And if he could have, he would have. But God covenanted with this nation. And because the intercessors have been faithful to seek his face 22 years, this ministry alone, 22 years, repenting and standing in the gap for this nation. Because the intercessors have been faithful to press in, regardless of what we see the enemy trying to do, we are pressing in for God's promises for our nation. And so because of that, and because of the covenant made with the founders of our nation, because the covenant made with my mom when we started the gatherings, with the covenant he made with me, if I would embark upon this journey and fight for the nation, he will not allow the enemy to snap it in two. Because he is a covenant-keeping God. How is the enemy trying to snap our nation in two? He is provoking a civil war within. And you think, wait, what? A civil war? Consider what we see today. There's division in families. There's division over COVID, over whether it is how we should respond. There's division over the masks. There's division over the vaccines. There's division with the enemy trying to, the media trying to make the population believes that we are systemically racist in our land. We have critical race theory causing young white children, 10, 11, 12 years old, to hate the color of their skin in New York. We have the LGBTQ movement trying to take our children into perversion. This is what we see taking place today. There's division in the races. There's division in the generations, between the generations, between families. If you even say you're a conservative, they automatically believe you are an alt-right, white supremacist, who believes all other races must be subservient to you. That's what they have convinced the young people of today. So there's division between the Republicans and the Democrats. There's pro-life, there's pro-abortion. You can go down the list and see the wars that are taking place in families today. They are trying to provoke a civil war by turning Americans against each other. Then you have the war coming from without, like the Revolutionary War. How is this happening? Because they've tried to steal this election. There's traitors sitting in Congress, traitors taking up positions of fraudulent presidencies that they have no business being in. This is an attempted overthrow of our country. So we're dealing with civil war, and we're dealing with like the Revolutionary War. Do you know that the British said, if it weren't for the Black Robe Regiment, that nation would be a colony of the crown? Who's the Black Robe Regiment? The preachers who rallied the troops and spoke truth to deception. Truth to deception. So we have war coming from within and war coming from without. But God covenanted with this nation. So when I looked at our nation on the operating table before our Lord, and I saw life emanating from that body, I knew the enemy would not succeed, and that victory was not far off. Does that mean that we're not going to have some close calls? Does that mean that we aren't going to have a bit of a rough time for a little while longer? No, it doesn't. But that's why we're intercessors. We're warriors. We're not wanderers. We're warriors. And we fight for the promises of God. Turn with me to Genesis, please, chapter 1. And I'm going to tell you why. This is what the Lord told me. On the 11th, Genesis, chapter 1, verse 2. Well, let's start at verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. That word moved is hovered or brooding over. The Spirit of God was brooding over the earth, preparing it for life to come forth. The Spirit of God was brooding as a mother eagle does her nest, caring for her young, brooding over the eaglets. The Spirit of the Lord is brooding over America. The Lord said, just as I brooded over the face of the earth in the beginning, I am brooding over this nation. It is my covenant that draws me in. This is the hour to return life to her soil. In verse 3, it says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. One word, light. One word from the Spirit of the Lord, and light traveled 186,000 miles per second. Boom! It was light. It takes 8 minutes and 20 seconds for the light of the sun to make it to earth. But when the Spirit of the Lord says light, it's like you flicked on a switch. And light was. When God says, God means it. When the Spirit of the Lord says, I am brooding over this nation, and that we are on the cusp of our breakthrough. This nation is going to be picked up off this operating table where it has been brought close to death, because that was the enemy's plan. But in this season, God is exposing the deception that's been in the mind, the division that's taken place in the heart, the trauma to the womb as a result of abortion, and the deception that we have been taken into. God is exposing it in the midst of this trauma. How else could he expose the depth of darkness that is the Democratic Party? They represent death, my friends. But light said, light, be. And light couldn't move fast enough to obey the voice of God. In this hour, he is bringing life to the soul of this nation. And it will be a life unlike anything that we've seen, because right now, he is brooding over the face of our nation to bring life and restore her, not to her former glory, but restore her to the plans and purposes that God created her, with the understanding and the wisdom and the knowledge of the lessons learned over these last many decades. The death and destruction that Roe versus Wade has caused has brought an understanding to us. And while there are those that are still in the deception, believing that it is the woman's right to choose, when they come to the revelation of what it is life at conception, the spark of life that occurs at the moment of conception. Because light, God said, light be, life be. It's such a powerful move of God. It'll be unlike anything that we have experienced in our lifetimes. And we will have the understanding and the wisdom of one who has lived through the lessons of the last several decades, so that we will rise up and we will fight for the righteousness of God to be planted in earth, and from truth to come down and ignite those rods of righteousness that we keep talking about. God has not turned his back on this nation. And as his children, as his intercessors, he is calling us to look to the future, to the promises that he has lined up for this nation. I feel in the spirit revival, stirring. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord is brooding over our nation. And as we have been weeping before God, as we have been repenting, we have been pounding the bedrock of our soil to expose the seeds of revival that are in our nation. And with our tears, we have watered those seeds. And the Spirit of the Lord is coming forth, and revival will sweep across our nation because he said it will. And with one single word, all of creation is ignited with the desire to obey that word. Now, if we can just get man on board with that. But that is what our intercession is bringing forth. We have a little ways to go, but God is brooding over our nation. And when he broods, the essence of life comes forth from him. Life. Let us, as his intercessors, his warriors, hold on to those promises. Let us prepare our hearts that we might be a strength and a support to those around us who haven't quite caught up to God's plans for this nation. Mom has shared some beautiful messages on walking in love. I encourage you to go back and listen to those. We will need to apply those precepts, those lessons in our lives now more than ever. This is an exciting time. It is a difficult time, yes. But it is an exciting time as the birth pains are here to bring forth life